It's got modal versus major composition and spooky tales of Arlington County, part one.
But I'm just like, you know, Jack Nicholson, that's what I was trying to remember. Jack Nicholson, Evil People, had to be redone to be, you know, recorded in the proper key, blah, blah.
What are you talking about?
So when we redo Friends, it'll be done in like the key of D major, I suppose.
Well, he learned a little bit more about like sort of like normal sort of harmony rules,
music,
and like because I was telling him about like exact like you know how like a major scale is. So like he actually instead of like you know it was more sort of modal, which means like it's something slightly different than a major scale or a minor scale.
The he you're talking about is Mike.
Yes, I'm talking about this guy, Mike Reed.
I was so punk rock that I didn't know how to make proper music.
Well, no. You were so punk rock that you didn't need to make proper music. Well, I mean, you made either proper. Or, either you made or. Your own proper music.
Either or, but it I just got to redo. I just have to redo. Right?
It wasn't that
I
far
just had
off.
To redo Friends so that like
he just made it so there were more like sort of traditional cadences of between like you know like chords.
Did it sound like some sort of a North African sort of like tonal scale?
He used to have us play these funny horns that would all go like, and like we were like, man, this isn't normal, and he was like, no, I don't need that stuff.
Who was that?
This guy.
I keep saying he, and I was like, he's right there. He's sitting right there.
He's sitting right there.
What do you mean? I don't remember any horns. Like, did you record any songs with horns
right
in it?
There. No. Not really. We used to do a song with the, like, whatever we were called back in the day, the Others or something.
When was that? I don't have any recordings.
That was like, yeah, that was the first band with like Rebecca and Pat Gloth here. I would play clarinet like on this one song, and it was I would all like jam out on clarinet, and they would just kind of like groove on a groove. That was pretty tight.
It was pretty awesome. It was like the 60s.
We were all like sort of 60s style experimental, and like we had a keyboard with like a funny organy sound, and we had a couple songs like that.
Dan Glovitz has that keyboard now.
Oh, Dan Glovitz. Dan Glovitz. Save me.
Yeah, water.
He's got the keyboard.
The keyboard had like that bendy, had that bendy wheel. You could wheel. That was bad.
The wobble wobble.
And you could like, you could also, and also the pitch wheel had like another thing on it that made it go like, like change the modulation or something. That's like that Missy Elliott song.
That's Mrs. Elliott.
Mrs. Elliott.
To you. Missy Elliott. Missy.
Isn't Missy Elliott from
like
rolling
some
like
shitty
Virginia,
AM radio?
Like, she's from like Hampton Roads or something. Like Newport News.
I don't know.
Something like that.
I only pay
isn't that true, Mike?
AM radio.
Isn't Missy Elliott from
6 a.m. It's AM radio. It's 6 a.m.
Missy Elliott's from
like
Tidewater.
Get ready to go.
What are you talking
about? What? AM radio, like you can get both types of radio at 6 a.m.
I know, but like the worst is like AM. It's like,
hello, I am on AM radio. It's 6 a.m. We're getting ready to die.
AM radio sounds better during a storm.
Wake up. It's 6 a.m. It's AM radio. Wake up.
You can listen to baseball on AM radio.
You're making me wish that this existed because I would listen to that. That would help me at 6 a.m. get up. That sound is better than the alarm on my phone.
That AM sound that's all like.
Well, AM goes further because it does that whole bouncing off the stratosphere business, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, back in the day, they just used to bounce things off different levels of the atmosphere. Like, that was how they got things around.
And they also, when they, you know, they used to have those, I think there might still be a couple like this, those AM stations that could literally blast clear across the country, but in the last few hundred miles of it, like it depends on, you know, like the weather and like the clouds and shit like that. So you would tune into the radio and like hope that you were going to get to listen to the thing you wanted to listen to?
I am Dan Globitz. I live in Westover.
Did you go to his house? Did you go there?
Yeah, bro. Yeah. Did you? Yeah.
No, you didn't.
I just, like, you know.
Do you want to go there now?
Oh, man, I may have erased it.
What are you talking about?
It's not that far. Westover is just sort of like Falls Church Jr.
Falls Church Jr.
The king of Westover.
In Arlington.
Falls Church Jr.
I have you now, Westover. I have you. You're mine.
Arlington is anything like on the other side of 50. It's weird.
Yep.
It's weird. You go up Patrick Henry, you're at that McDonald's, and you like gaze across, and you're like, oh, I'd like to go to Target, except it's over there in Arlington.
It's in Arlington.
I go to Exo Taste from time to time. That's a good place, but it's in Arlington.
What about that that place with the Happening Tacos? Like,
oh yeah, Cafe Rio,
Cafe
Arlington.
Rio, yeah,
Arlington.
That whole Wilson Center is Arlington.
Both of them, Wilson Center 1 and Wilson Center 2,
yeah,
are both
right where
over there.
Target. Target used to be like Montgomery Ward's or something.
Yeah, that was pretty wild. Like, I remember wandering around there. The PetSmart was there for a long time, but the funny thing is that they demolished that building and then rebuilt it, and then PetSmart, like, went back in there. They were just, like, the building. PetSmart. Like, so the Montgomery Ward and all that was demolished.
Yeah. My mom used to go to Montgomery Ward all the time.
That's weird. Like, was she buying stuff or just hanging out?
I think she was buying stuff.
I mean, I used to go to, like, Circuit City and Best Buy and just sort of wander around.
Yeah. No, my mom doesn't really hang out. Like, I think she was buying stuff.